ARPA for you? I mean, I know you don't want to get ahead of yourselves, but how nice is it to be here where you are?
Well, it's as good as we can be right now, which is great. Going into bye week 6-0. You know, winning a couple divisional games on the road is huge. But we understand that we got a long way to go. You got to win a lot of games past November to go where you want to go. And, you know, really, I think if as long as we take the same approach as we have, come to work, work hard, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, be prepared. We've come out and played well almost every game.
Stokely said you run that play 100 times in practice. You never throw.
Yeah, he's really not supposed to get the ball. And he kind of just – he's actually not really supposed to run the route the way he did it. He kind of ran it for feel, but I guess when you play it as long as he can – you know, he's got a great feel for the game. He's got a great feel for inside, and I think I missed him a couple times early in the game on some inside routes, and he just kept on saying, you know, keep on coming to me, you know, come to me, and I whirled around, and he was open and gave him a good ball.
How did you read his route?
Well, I mean, it was just kind of a progression read for me, and I got through my first couple reads, and the offensive line did a heck of a job to give me enough time to get, you know, to my later reads, and as I turned around, saw that he had some nice space. I just want to put a low ball, you know, a nice safe throw for him on the front of the end line, and he made a nice catch.
Kyle, Eddie Royal had a couple of impact games the last 2 weeks after four pretty quiet ones. You feel like it was just kind of a matter of time for him, and did you encourage him?
Well, I just think, I mean, we kept on encouraging Eddie. He's a great player. He's a difference maker on our team. But I just think as the season goes on, you'll see that, you know, if teams want to take certain people away, those guys can still make plays. They can still make plays into double coverage and all that stuff, but we're also going to have a lot of other people open, and shows up with Tony Scheffler today and the backs catching the ball and Stokely having a nice couple catches, you know, so we've got a lot of options for sure on offense.
Kyle, are you a better quarterback than when you got here, or just a much better quarterback than you got credit for in Chicago?
I think a little bit of both. I don't want to take anything from what I did in Chicago, you know, but to get here and to get with coach and to just work on my craft as hard as we have for the last 6 or 7 months, and to get into a system that really fits me, I really believe that this is a great system for me, and I also have a lot of great talent around me. And
why is this a better system? Why is this a good system?
I mean, it's a spread passing game that gets people in space, puts a premium on being accurate and making the right decisions. No, we'll keep on improving. I'll keep on improving. Our offense will keep on improving. And that's what you get when you get a bunch of guys that like to work, that like to practice, that like to be around each other. We should continue to get better. It's complicated. And when you got a defense doing as much stuff as San Diego does, everybody's going to be on the right page. And when we are, we move the ball and we put drives together. But, you know, when you get one or two guys that are kind of out of whack or not on the same page, you know, it's tough. And
changed a lot of things.
I wasn't here last year, obviously, but you know, I know the pass. We know the pass as a team. That you know, that it's kind of been a one-sided deal for the last few years. But you know, divisional games are just at a premium, and you got to play your best ball, especially on the road, Monday Night Football, and we came out and pulled one out.
Uh-huh. Who threw the pass? The touchdown to Scheffler.
Excuse me.
Touchdown to Scheffler.
Yep, you know, we'd worked Tony on a couple hitches, you know, and they started getting a little anxious over there, so we thought we'd kind of hit him on a double move. Tony ran a great route. I gave him a chance to make a play, and he went up and made a great play and kept his 2 feet in bounds.
How does a quarterback go 6 weeks without an interception? Basically, without an interception, Hail Mary. But how do you?
Well, I mean, it's not just the quarterback. It's the entire offense going without an interception. The offensive line's done a great job of keeping people's hands down. I mean, we put such a premium on that this week because they do such a good job of tip balls. I mean, they tip more balls and have more tipped interceptions than anybody in the league. So obviously when the offensive line plays as well as ours have, it gives me a lot of time to read the coverage, make the right decision, and the receivers have done a great job of catching the ball.
Kyle, kick return TDs are hard to come by in this game. When lightning strikes twice like it did tonight, what kind of a boost does that really give you guys?
It's nice when you score 17 points, and we only ran 22 plays, I think, in the first half. You know, we didn't get much of a rhythm going at all in the first half. just because of kick returns, you know. But it was great. Really, you know, it's tough to lose when you score twice on special teams. I know that it's, you know, it's in the numbers. It's hard to lose when you score twice like that.